producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Call.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We're beginning to get a little bit of rain as promised, but they're telling us that by noon it's going to be all out to sea, and it's much needed. This time of the year you want to get as much rainfall as possible without flooding, so that the plant material that you have on your property, around the foundation of your house, are well watered, and that way you have a lot less winter damage. A project that you should be preparing for, and I've already picked up the product, and I recommend you do the same, is any broadleaf evergreen, a plant like a rhododendron, an azalea, boxwood, holly, mountain laurel, anything that stays green that's a broadleaf, and that's not just for Maine where I live, it's for all of New England, it's for Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, and even as far south as the Carolinas, is to purchase an anti-desiccant and a product like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop will make a tremendous difference in the survival rate of your plants. And you figure, if you've got a rhododendron that's 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide, if you were to replace that, you're talking $50, $60 today. Well, for about a dollar, you can put an anti-desiccant on the foliage. It will seal the leaf, and you want to spray on the inside of the plant, the underside of the leaf, and the top of the leaf, and it creates a barrier that plugs up all of the pores so that the winter winds can't pull the moisture out of the plant. Use it on roses. It really helps on roses so that you don't have any winter dieback. You use it on hydrangea. And especially if you live, let's say, north of Boston, if you live in western Massachusetts, upper state New York, northern parts of Pennsylvania, where it gets cold, and some of your hydrangeas don't do as well. Well, if you can use an anti-desiccant spray, and as soon as all the leaves come off the plant, spray it. And so I've bought it. I have it in my garage. I have my pump sprayer all cleaned and ready to go. And my ball-shaped hydrangeas, the blue and the pink, are still full of leaves. They only got killed by the frost a couple of days ago. So once the leaves come out between Halloween and Thanksgiving, I'll go outside and I will spray the hydrangea. I'll spray all my broadleaf evergreens. I'll spray the roses. And for pennies a plant, it will save you a lot of money in the springtime. So when you're out and about and you're at a nursery, garden center, hardware store, pick up some wilt proof or wilt stop and bring it home and have it ready. You apply it when the temperatures are 50 degrees or warmer. And it could save your plants. Okay? So, if you need some help, the number to call, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine. She's got a question about using her leach field as a garden.
Okay, Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
The one thing I love about you is the fact that you have so much common sense. So I'm hoping that you'll say yes to my question. I lost my grass, my lawn over my septic field, my leach field this winter. I have no idea why. It just died. I don't know whether it was a critter or a disease or something. But at any rate, most of it was weeds that they had planted when I put the house up, when they built the house.
Okay.
And so I was going to, you know, lime it and do grass seed and all that. And then it occurred to me, well, why can't I do raised beds on top of that leach field? And I got worried about the weight of that on top or the roots growing through whatever. I don't even really understand what a leach field is. I think it's mostly just rocks. But
right.
What do you think?
You can plant a vegetable garden on top of a leaching field because the leaching field, as you said, is the waste from your house goes from the house into a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically stays there. It begins to break down, and then the solids stay there, and the liquids move out into the leaching field. A leaching field is a trench that's been built that is 6 feet deep, and in the probably a foot from the bottom, they put a piece of plastic pipe that's filled full of holes, and then they cover that pipe with a couple to 3 feet of gravel, and then they'll put some loam on top so that you can grow grass.
Mm-hmm.
So the water comes from your septic tank, goes into the leaching field, hits the gravel, and it's spread out, and then with gravity, it's pulled straight down. Water doesn't go uphill.
Mm-hmm.
And by you putting down a raised bed on top of it, you'll never have to worry about the roots getting into the leaching field because the water is at least 2 feet down, and for the plant to get there, it's got to go through 2 to 3 feet of gravel, and it knows that once it's in the gravel, there's no soil, so the roots will not go down to the water. And you can plant it, and you will not have to worry about any problems.
But I couldn't plant a regular garden. It would have to be a raised bed, is what you're saying.
Well, you couldn't plant a real garden because it's all gravel, and you only have maybe 3 or 4 inches of soil on top of it.
Okay.
So, you know, you really can't grow much in 3 inches of soil, so that you would have to build.
Right, but if I were going to bring some more soil in and add organic, you know, start to build it up, that would not be a good thing to do. You don't think?
If you were to bring in a foot of soil,
uh-huh. Right.
And put it on top of it, then you would not have a problem.
Oh, okay. So I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm not that big on raised beds. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Although, as I get older, I think it's a good idea. Well, thank you for explaining it. I didn't know it was 6 feet deep. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason I know, we built a garage off of our house. It gives me a place to park the cars during the winter, and it's also where I decorate my wreaths. And on top of the garage, we built our offices and work area, so we put a bathroom upstairs in the office. And while the plumber was here, he said, you know, you're outside all the time. Why don't you put just a toilet in your garage so that you don't have to track all the dirt in? And you've got a sink in there that you use at Christmas time so that you can wash your hands. So we put in a bathroom there. He put in the new septic system, and I watched him build it. And again, he went in with his little backhoe. He dug 6 feet deep, put a foot or so of gravel, put the PVC pipe with the holes in it, filled it with gravel, and then about 4 to 6 inches of loam, and then we planted grass seed, and it works great. So don't worry about it. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. So if you have a question, give us a call. We're here to help you and prepare for the change of season and prepare for the spring. And one of the things is, you know, it's a long winter. And after you've been in the house and everything looks dead, to see green growth come out of the ground, crocuses, grape hyacinths, snowflakes, tulips, daffodils, hyacinth. This is the time of the year to plant right now. Dig a good hole, put them in groups of five. Avoid planting them in a row, like a row of soldiers, because if you get a lot of wind or good storm, they're going to go down like dominoes. So plant them in a group. They tend to brace each other. It's easier for you to plant other flowers between them in the spring. So as your tulips and your daffodils are going by, you know, you don't cut off the leaves. You've got to allow the plant to produce energy for a 6-week period after the bloom. The other thing is, when the plants are done blooming, cut off the dead flowers. Allow the plant time to make energy with the foliage, but get the seed heads out so that it doesn't use some of that energy to make seeds that will virtually not grow for you. So deadhead, clean them, feed them because you know where they are. And the one thing that will help you a great deal and ensure that your bulbs come back year after year is where you plant them. I want you to get some plastic golf tees, not wood, because if you buy a wooden golf tee, the paint over time is going to peel from the wood and then you won't be able to find it. So wherever you have a clump of tulips or daffodils or any of your spring flowering bulbs, put a golf tee so that it's visible. And that way in the spring, and then again in the fall, you can fertilize where the golf tees are, and that will help the bulbs to stay strong and productive. Avoid bone meal. Espoma has a bulb tone fertilizer. Fertiloam has a bulb fertilizer. You can use something like compost. You can use animal manure. You can even use a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5. Something with mycorrhizae in it is a lot better. But never use bone meal. Now, how a mouse, a vole, a squirrel from the United States knows that a daffodil or a hyacinth is poisonous, I don't understand. And they will not eat those bulbs. So if you've got a problem with rodents, then plant daffodils or hyacinths. Don't plant tulips or crocuses. Now, if you really want to, one thing that I do, and it helps a great deal, is I'll dig my hole, put a handful of oyster shells, crushed oyster shells, in the bottom, put some soil, set my bulbs in position, cover them with soil, and add another good mounded handful of oyster shells on top and around the bulbs. And then I cover the hole and feed them. When the voles, the mice, the squirrels, chipmunks start to dig for the bulb, they cut themselves on the crushed oyster shell. And every time they dig further, they get cut. And they stop. Oyster shell is available at a feed and grain store. And it will add calcium to your garden.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jackie from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her Russian sage and she's got a question about poison ivy invading her Russian sage.
Okay. Jackie, good morning. Let's talk
good morning,
about
Paul.
The sage. What's going on with it?
I have a, I just cut the Russian sage back, and I have a 2-foot section of poison ivy in there. And someone told me just get a pair of gloves and pull it out, and someone told me spray it. I don't want to damage the sage. What do I do?
Okay. Is it winding itself through the whole plant?
In one section, but, you know, I followed the root down, so I know where it's at, and but it is touching the root of the sage, yes.
Okay. I would try and remove the poison ivy. Poison ivy right now is bright yellow. Or it's dropped all of its foliage.
This one still has foliage.
Okay, is it green or is it starting to change color?
It's starting to change color.
Okay, then I would try with a clean pair of gloves get out there and see if you can pull it out and remove it from the garden. Pull it up, carry it away, throw it in your trash, and say goodbye or take it into the woods and get rid of it. And then next spring, you may get little pieces of poison ivy coming back. And if that's the case, in the spring, when the new growth is beginning to form, you buy some poison ivy control, something like Kills All that's made by Ferdy Loam, or Clean Up that's made by Bonide. You mix it with water. It's a concentrate. And so that you don't hurt your sage, you take a paintbrush, like a 1-inch paintbrush.
Oh, okay.
And you paint the foliage of the poison ivy. And that way, the poison ivy weed killer will be absorbed into the foliage, taken down the stem to the root, and kill the root, and then your poison ivy will die.
Thank you very much.
And you can use that same method using a paintbrush if you've got weeds in a perennial bed, and, you know, you keep pulling and pulling and they keep coming back, you paint them. If you use an aerosol or a Windex bottle type sprayer and you press on it, it gives you a burst, like a big circle, and you could damage the plants around it. But by using a paintbrush, you target that particular weed, whether it's a grassy weed or a broadleaf weed. And I've done that. I had a house we had before now, we had some English ivy, and I had some poison ivy, and I had some grasses that were coming into the bed. And I just took a paintbrush, I painted the foliage, and the poison ivy disappeared. The grasses, the wild grasses that came in the bed also died out, and I had ended up with a beautiful English ivy ground cover bed at the house. So you can do the same thing.
Thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. Killing poison ivy. Thank you. Killing poison ivy and sumac and poison oak at this time of the year, the plant's beginning to go dormant, and applying a weed killer is not going to do a lot of good because it's going dormant. It has to be actively growing to kill the weed at the time that you apply it. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kathy from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her hibiscus trees.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm a first-time caller, although I've listened to you for years.
Great. Thank you.
I'm in a little bit of a panic because although I have had good success putting houseplants out in the summer, having them come in robust enough to make it through another winter, and I have, in fact, had hibiscus trees before, wouldn't it be when I'm babysitting my daughters that I'm having a problem? This spring, when I put them out on the deck, they had white flies, and I've never had white flies before. So they were seeming a little weak. I kept them in the shade. The white flies seemed to flourish. I put them in the sun, finally beat back the white flies. But as I bring them in at the end of the summer, they are not robust by a long shot. Their leaves are mottled with yellow spots and feel sandpapery to the touch. And
okay.
I don't want to lose these gorgeous plants.
Okay. Now, how often do you feed your hibiscus?
I'm a little bit irregular about that. I mean, I don't have a strict schedule I could quote to you.
Okay. What I want you to do, I was in Florida several years ago. We went to visit a hibiscus grower, and he had some incredible, incredible plants. And I said to him, what's the secret to growing hibiscus and having him thrive and flower? And he said, feeding him every single week.
Okay.
And I said, every week? And he said, yeah. So he said to me, tell your listeners to buy Dynamite or Osmocote. Dynamite is a better product. It's going to last longer. It's a stronger fertilizer. It has more trace elements. So Dynamite or Osmocote. And you bring them in the house. You sprinkle one of the two products, scratch it in the soil according to the size of your container. And every time you water, that little BB-shaped pellet will release fertilizer. And Osmocote will last in the house between 2 and 3 months. Dynamite will last 6 to 9 months in the house. And that way your plant gets fed on a regular basis. And you don't have to say, oh, when did I feed them last? I should have written it down. And it carries it all winter long. It will make the leaves thicker. It'll make it greener. And it will help it to flower. Now, for the white fly, what I want you to do is before you bring it in, I want you to buy something called all-season oil. And all-season oil is a paraffin, a waxy-type spray. And what you do is you let your plant lean, and you spray the underside of the leaves, because that's where a lot of them hide.
Okay.
And then you soak the inside of that plant, try and get it on every leaf, then stand it up and spray all of the foliage on top of the plant and get that foliage nice and wet. And what I usually do before I spray, I vigorously shake it. And a lot of the adults will fly off the plant. And good luck, because it's cold and it's frosty and they'll be killed. So I use this, and it works really well. Now, once I get it in the house, I take a piece of yellow plastic or yellow cardboard, something that's stiff, and you cut a piece like maybe 5 inches by 5 inches. Make a hole, put a piece of string on it, and you tie it to the plant, and then rub, excuse me, some Vaseline on it. And white fly are attracted to the color yellow. They'll fly to this yellow plastic. They'll stick to it, and then you don't have to worry about them laying eggs. And during its time in the house, if you see white fly develop, you just choose a nice day. Take the plant in your garage or even outside. Vigorously shake it, and all the adults will come off the plant. Take your hand, brush it, and you'll see them all come off the plant. And then spray it, bring it in the house, and you're going to be in good shape.
When you say spray it, you mean re-spray it with the all season?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
See, the thing that happens with insects, if your temperature is 60 degrees, and this could be for aphids, mealybug, whitefly, and a lot of other common insects, they will take 7 to 10 days to lay eggs, mature, become an adult, and then lay eggs and repeat the process. If your house is 70, that 10-day period goes to 6 to 7 days. If it's in a sunny window and you get a good hot sunny day, near the window could be 80. And that insect, instead of being 7 days, is now 4 or 5 days that it can go from an adult to an egg, back to an adult. So the warmer it is, the faster the process that they multiply. So a little bit of all-season oil will work real well. And I like all-season oil. It's not a chemical. And you don't have to breathe it because it's a paraffin wax. So you spray it. Your house is clean. There's no pesticides floating around the air. And it does the job. Thank you.
Sounds real promising, Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So feed them and get that spray on them, and you'll be all set. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Martha from New Hampshire. She's got a question about garlic and then another question about her rose bushes.
Okay, Martha, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. Last year, I planted garlic bulbs right along the backside of my rose bush garden, and nothing came up, and I'm wondering what might have been wrong. I got them from a farm where they should not have been treated to not blossom.
Okay. What time of the year did you plant them?
I planted in the end of October, 1st of November.
Okay. I mean, you can still plant them right now. Once I get my garden clean, I hope to get them in the next week or 10 days. And they do real well. As long as the weather is nice and the ground doesn't freeze, they'll germinate, they'll begin to produce a good root system, and even produce a top that could get up to be as tall as 6 inches. And then you get some cold weather, and the cold weather will kill off all of the foliage that was made, but the root system stays intact. And then in the spring, it comes right back to life again. And now you've got an established plant, and it really does grow quickly. It does need to have plenty of sun, and they like to be fed on a regular basis. So, you know, if you're going to be planting them around roses, when you feed the roses, make sure that you feed the garlic. And then it should do really well. I mean, I've been growing garlic for many years, and I just make a trench, put my bulbs in about every 6 to 8 inches apart. I sprinkle a little bit of a granular vegetable garden food in it, and then fill in the trench, water it well, and they just come up all by themselves.
Do you fertilize them with the same granular vegetable food product that you put in there in the beginning?
What I do, once they come up in the spring, I use the Neptune's Harvest. It's got a good combination of different type products in it, and I feed the garlic every 2 weeks, like I do the rest of the vegetable garden, and they'll get to be about 2.5 to 3 feet tall, and they produce a bulb that's about a good 2 inches in diameter. And what I do at the harvesting of them, I clean them all, I cut off the foliage. One year I braided them just to be fancy, and I hung them in my basement, and we took them as we needed them. But I took some of the clove, the outer ring of cloves from the garlic, and I replanted them the following year, and they came out just as good as buying new bulbs every single season, so that you can, you know, pick out the biggest ones, put them back in the garden, and you got a whole new crop for the following year.
Okay, I'll try that. Now, my question on the rose bushes, I have a friend that sold her parents' house, and there's some beautiful climbing rose bushes that we wanted to keep. Our concern is that transplanting them this time of year, they're very, very large, so we need to cut them back in order to move them
right
from one location to the other.
Okay. Now, roses that you're digging out of the ground, you have to say to yourself, whatever you see above the ground, the same thing is below the ground. So if you've got a plant that's 6-7 feet tall and wide, there's as much of a root below the ground. And when you go to dig it, you're not going to be able to get a root ball that's 6 feet by 6 feet. So what I recommend that you do, and I have a friend who's moving like you, and I would think this week we're going to be digging because he wants to save them. We're going to take this 6 to 7 foot high climbing rose. We're going to cut it back to about 4 feet. We're going to put it in a big bucket, something about 18 inches in diameter. And he's going to store it in his garage for the winter and plant it next spring.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.